I want to ask you about a couple more research issues, and one that I know that you actually have been involved with in terms of doing research with this agent is nab-paclitaxel or Abraxane. We were talking before about the issue of taxanes and docetaxel and the HER2-negative and HER2-positive situation. Can you talk a little bit about what nab-paclitaxel is and what potential advantages you think it might have in the clinical setting?
Nab-paclitaxel is a new formulation of paclitaxel that does away with the cremaphore, or the solubilizing agent, which was used in the original paclitaxel preparation, or Taxol, because it's a very large organic molecule that is very poorly soluble in water. So the original formulation essentially made it possible to deliver this intravenously. The problem is that the cremaphore is the cause of some of the toxicity, I should say, particularly the immediate hypersensitivity reactions, which have been even fatal in a small number of cases, and also requires the paclitaxel to be given over a prolonged period of time with pre-medications that block the effect of anaphylaxis, which is difficult for patients and difficult for practices in infusion centers. So the nab-paclitaxel, or nanoparticle albumin-bound paclitaxel, is a new technology which uses very small molecules of albumin to coat and to attach to the paclitaxel, and that allows it to be solubilized in water without a cremaphore or other solubilizing agent. It also allows the drug to be given over a short infusion without any pre-medications whatsoever. So in terms of convenience and acute safety, the drug is preferable for that reason. It's been tested against standard formulations of paclitaxel and has been shown to be at least as good, if not better, than standard paclitaxel, and has also been shown in randomized phase 2 study to be at least as good, if not better, to docetaxel, which some would argue in the best regimen would be slightly better than paclitaxel.